This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Demi Lovato will sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl in Miami on February 2nd. She also just performed at the Grammy Awards. This is part of an orchestrated campaign to do a major comeback. The national anthem will be broadcast around the world as part of the Super Bowl's pregame show. J-Lo and Shakira will be the performers at halftime. Hey, Demi, put down that helmet of nachos. Awkwafina took over as the announcer on New York City's number 7 subway line. Comedy Central is behind the unusual promotion to celebrate Awkwafina is Nora from Queens. The number 7 train runs through the heart of Queens to Manhattan. Example, quote, this is 69th Street and there's absolutely nothing funny about that, unquote. Yeah, don't quit your day job. After 1 week of questionnaires and dismissals, jury selection is almost finished in the Harvey Weinstein case. One potential juror is facing a possible jail time on a contempt charge after he posted about his summons on Twitter in violation of Judge James Burke's orders. Weinstein, who's facing a slew of sexual assault charges, is facing life in prison and a permanent date with Bubba. Idiot. Rebel Wilson has been working hard to improve her overall health, recently debuting her slimmed down figure on Instagram. The funny lady, 39, posted a video of herself doing a CrossFit exercise and looking noticeably thinner. Hey, after appearing in Cats, no wonder she's lost her appetite. Demi Lovato said, hey, somebody get me a copy of Cats! Kat Von D has sold the beauty brand that bears her name, and she's embarking on a singing career. The tattoo artist and former LA Inc. star detailed the life change in a lengthy message that referenced her husband, Rafael Reyes, and one-year-old son, Leifar. A full-length album is planned, and she'll be announcing an international tour soon. What's next? A tattoo of a microphone on her butt? Weeks after the Conners actress Sarah Gilbert filed papers for a legal separation from Linda Perry, the former Four Non-Blondes frontwoman said, quote, everything happens for a reason and that their transition is much love, unquote, adding that the two are evolving into something else. And I said, hey, 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 what's going on? Sorry. The Taylor Swift Miss Americana Netflix documentary is opening in select theaters and on Netflix January 31st. It takes a close look at Taylor's life the past few years. Taylor had to first get clearance to include some of her older songs from manager Scooter Big Machine Brown. And you know what? Taylor was successful. Swift move! And I'm not sorry. Reality show Vanderpump Rules just made a huge mistake. Fans slammed the Bravo reality show as inauthentic after the past episode showed inconsistencies in Ariana Maddox's hair and makeup in a scene she shot with Lisa Vanderpump. Ariana's hair grew 3 inches throughout the scene. You know, this is supposed to be a reality show. Idiots! Ken Jennings won Jeopardy's Greatest of All Time tournament after several intense nights of play against fellow Jeopardy greats James Holzhauer and Brad Rutter. Over an entire week, the tournament drew in major ratings on ABC in primetime. Jennings, 45, said he felt shocked after realizing he had won. Well, congrats, Jennings. You make all of us look stupid. Ed Sheeran has been ordered to disclose his concert income for a copyright lawsuit. Depending on the outcome of the suit, he may not be allowed to perform Thinking Out Loud any longer. It may rip off Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On. He may be on the hook for $100 million and only be allowed to sing it in the shower. Try unseeing that. I don't know about you, but that's too much red for me. Migos member Quavo was throwing punches at a Paris nightclub. The 28-year-old rapper rolled up to hotspot Palais Mayo at 2:30 a.m. for an after-party celebrating fellow Migos artist Offset's Paris Fashion Week show. But when he arrived, security wouldn't let him inside. Then he lost his temper and the punches started flying. Putz. More than 2 years after splitting from her husband and being romantically linked to her Fargo co-star Ewan McGregor, Mary Elizabeth Winstead is returning in the new film Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn. Now that's a mouthful. Oh, and her ex, Ewan McGregor, is also in the film. Awkward. It opens February 7th. Chip and Joanna Gaines' Magnolia Cable Network is set to launch October 4th with partner The Discovery Channel. There are over 12 different programs in production now. The network will take over as the new home for Fixer Upper and will include unique, inspiring, and family-friendly programming. How do they launch a network and keep having more kids? Hey, Joanna, keep Chip out of your pants. Big Little Lies Season 3 isn't coming anytime soon. It's going to be a hard thing to pull off, according to Nicole Kidman. She says it's going to be tough to get the entire cast together again because of conflicting schedules. In the meantime, you can see her and co-star Hugh, I loves me some tranny, Grant, in The Undoing on HBO in May. Hugh said, I wish I could undo that. The Trash Bin. After former Teen Mom 2 star Janelle Evans asked a judge to drop a restraining order against estranged husband David Easton, the two were photographed spending time together in Nashville. Yeah, if you recall, David shot Janelle's dog to death after he bit their two-year-old. Yep, he's still an a-hole. I think I just threw up in my mouth again.
The news wrap-up.
Student debt is over $1.6 trillion, and hardly anyone is paying down their loans. Hundreds of startups are flocking to join the race for space. Move over, Elon Musk. Almost 40% of the world's countries will witness civil unrest in 2020. Google Maps keeps a detailed record of everywhere you go. You know that massage parlor you visited last week? Good luck rubbing that out.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Bad Boys for Life is tops at the box office.
The number one album.
Eminem's Music to be Murdered By is the best-selling album.
The number one app.
Sorry, Minecraft, the new best-selling paid app is Plague Incorporated.
The number one book.
Educated by Tara Westover is the number one nonfiction book.
Since her first album was released back in 2015, Halsey's debut studio album, Badlands, was certified platinum along with four of its singles. In 2016, her career got even hotter when she was the featured vocalist on the Chainsmokers single, Closer, which topped the charts of over 15 countries and was later certified diamond in the US. That means 10 million units sold. Wow. Her second album, Hopeless Fountain Kingdom, released in 2017, topped the Billboard 200 and featured two hit singles, Now or Never and Bad at Love. She just dropped her third album, and we love it. Check it out. From the album Manic, here's Ashley Nicolette Frangipani, better known as Halsey, with the song of the week, You Should Be Sad.
I want to start this out and say, I gotta get it off my chest.
Was Halsey with the song of the week, you should be sad. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.